The AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun, high today around 84. The University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents has approved a $6.2 billion operating budget for the upcoming year. President Ray Cross briefing the group prior to their vote held yesterday.
The overall actual GPR support of the UW system, including debt service, is lower than it was in 2007 and 2008. Actual numbers.
That budget calls for using $160 million from reserves, which of course became controversial when GOP lawmakers discovered those stored dollars back in 2012. The budget also has an increase in student fees plus housing and meal plan costs on all the campuses. That includes Parkside. Looks like the city of Burlington's new fire chief will finally be named publicly after a process that's lasted longer than many had thought. The Police and Fire Commission have been looking to replace Perry Howard, whose still unexplained resignation back in late December came in a news release through then-Mayor Bob Miller. The application deadline was April the 15th. Several weeks ago, the list of candidates had reportedly been whittled down to six, but Burlington officials remained silent on who they were. The process usually involves the focus on just one candidate and then negotiations regarding a contract. That one candidate could finally have a name soon. A second Aldi's grocery store at 3524 57th Avenue in Kenosha, east of Green Bay Road, near the new Festival Foods in Summers, that wins support from the City Plan Commission, unanimously approving a conditional use permit. Tom Hull, the director of real estate for Aldi's, says the new building is going to be at just under 20,000 square feet. He says design adjustments incorporate the look of the other nearby buildings, while the Aldi's brand is quite prominent on all four sides. He believes the amended design for their building is going to complement the area.
I think that our building has a lot more architectural enhancements that the other buildings don't offer. And I think it complements all the surrounding buildings, incorporate a little bit, and then a lot of the added features that we worked with the city on to provide, to bring a loud and proud Aldi to the city of Kenosha.
The Aldi's on 75th Street, that will stay open. Construction, meanwhile, on the new Northwest Side location could begin as early as this year. A day after Twitter officials said that none of its millions of accounts had been hacked, the company confirms it had to lock some accounts and tell users to reset their passwords after millions of passwords were compromised. The social media giant saying that it started cross-checking after reports surfaced Wednesday night. More than 32 million supposed Twitter passwords had been stolen and then showed up for trade on the so-called dark web. Twitter first identifying certain accounts as needing extra protection. They were frozen, then the users were alerted to reset their passwords. A Racine man, 34-year-old Travail Shannon, accused of robbing three businesses the very same day, has been sentenced to 7 years in prison, then 10 years of extended supervision by Racine County Judge Eugene Gasakevich. The robberies on January 2, 2015, at the Family Dollar stores on Durand Avenue and Washington Avenue, and at Bull Automotive on Douglas Avenue. And the summer moving season now underway, which means anybody having to do that type of activity could become the victim of fraud if you're not careful. Ed Gilman's with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Association. He says they get nearly 3,000 complaints a year about moving scams. The average loss claim is about $10,000.
Rogue movers might overcharge you. They might break things without having insurance. And in extreme cases, they might hold your property hostage for more money or simply vanish with everything that you own.
You can check out the website protectyourmove.gov to find helpful tips in guarding against these so-called rogue movers. The Lakeview Neuro Rehabilitation Center, located in the Racine County town of Dover, has operated a residential children's center program for years, but will end that service with what's being called a planned closure. There are only six children in the program right now, according to President and Chief Operating Officer Jerry D'Amato. He tells the Journal Times there are efforts underway to have those six patients placed in new facilities by early July with help from the state. As for the affected employees, Amato says they have a chance to apply for open positions within the organization that match their education, skills, experience, and training. Recent Kenosha Unified Indian Trail High School and Academy graduate Gavin Lux has a potential future out on the West Coast. As the 20th player taken in the first round of last night's Major League Baseball draft by the Los Angeles Dodgers, Lux is an 18-year-old left-handed hitting shortstop whose uncle is Carthage College baseball coach Augie Schmidt, himself a first-round pick of the Toronto Blue Jays back in 1982. Lux had signed a letter of intent to play for Arizona State, but is expected to sign instead with the Dodgers, MLB.com listing his draft position as worth about a $2.3 million signing bonus. You may have heard somewhere that there's a little budget stalemate going on in neighboring Illinois between Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and the Democratic-led legislature. Now it's affecting that state's credit rating.
Moody's Investor Service downgraded the state's bonds to just two notches above junk status. Moody's blames the continuing budget impasse, and State Controller Leslie Munger says she understands their logic.
And the fact that we are finishing up 1 year without a budget and that we are about to enter a next year without a budget certainly makes us look riskier.
Standard & Poor's has also downgraded Illinois' credit. A statement from Governor Rauner blames House Speaker Michael Madigan for the downgrades. A statement from Madigan blames Rauner. David Stewart, Chicago.
A Kenosha woman hoping to keep her dog won a reprieve from the city council this week, but she'll have to go back before the alderman again next month. Michelle Nerdrum's pit bull Otis declared a vicious animal earlier this year after biting four children in separate incidents. She was initially told that she had to get the dog out of the city limit. There was an appeal. She went before the council this week telling the alderman she's taken a second job to pay for the dog's medication and for its training and says she's done everything that's been asked of her to prevent any more incidents, and she disagrees the dog is vicious.
I disagree with what the alderman said. I was out all weekend. There has been children playing all in front of my house all weekend. None of my neighbors, like, bypass my house at any given time. People walk their dogs past my house. Nobody, like, goes across the street or anything.
Alderman Kevin Matheson said the neighbors have told him they're afraid to death of the dog.
I wish there was a way, a certain animal psychologist or medication that this dog could undergo that would tell us that it's not going to bite another child, but that's just not the case.
Alderman David Bogdala said he's concerned by the recommendations that the dog never be allowed around children.
We all know, even with children, kids get away from parents, and sometimes they find themselves in zoos and in gorilla bins. It happens.
Alderman Scott Gordon said another month really not going to give them any more information.
It only takes one more time, and if we sit here on council and pass another extension or vote not to deem this dog vicious, and it happens after we have compelling stuff in front of us that says this is unfortunately is a vicious dog, I think we're putting ourselves in a bad spot.
Nerdrum told to return to next month's council meeting with the proof that she has been following through on all the training and the counseling sessions regarding her dog. The water diversion application from the city of Waukesha did not play well with the congressional delegation in Michigan, to the point that the Democrats and the Republicans there want the governors of all the Great Lakes states to reject it. Waukesha's proposal to pump up to 8.2 million gallons of Lake Michigan water into that city by 2050 and return it after treatment via the Root River, the latter being a problem with local and state representatives in Racine County. Road work at the I-94 Highway K intersection in Racine County, originally scheduled a few weeks ago, will begin next week, according to the State Department of Transportation. This work involves milling, asphalt paving, and base patching. There will be lane closures on Highway K both Tuesday and Wednesday. On Thursday of next week, all four ramps and Highway K under the interstate will be closed from 6 in the morning till 5 p.m. The work is scheduled to continue the following week as well. A couple of state lawmakers want a homeowner's bill of rights to enhance the protections of private property owners. One of them is Hazelhurst Republican Senator Tom Tiffany. He says the measure is inspired by multiple cases of eminent domain, including one example in his Northwoods district,
where a Lakes Association has proposed property sweeps, private property sweeps, in order to address aquatic invasives. Aquatic invasives are a very important issue, but I think there needs to be a balance there. When some people start talking about doing private property sweeps, that really, to me, has a very chilling sound to it.
The Homeowners Bill of Rights proposal covers several points, including eminent domain reform, controls on property taxes, and improving broadband access. A recent serious water problem at the Dennis Cornwolf Racine County Services Center building on Taylor Avenue prompted quick relocation of certain behavioral services, including the SAIL program, which stands for Stabilization Assessment, Information, and Linkage. The relocated home for sale is in the nearby Kranz building on DeCoven Avenue, under what Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski says is only temporary permission.
This has a little more intensive of a use as it's somewhat of a residential facility, but in light of the character of the area, it was determined by the zoning administrator, building inspector, that as a temporary use, it would be appropriate for 1 year. They would need to find a new location if they're going to extend this use beyond a year. It would not be able to be at this specific location.
At the council meeting this week, Alderman Sandy Widener, curious if the county could argue to stay there beyond the allotted year's time, and was told yes.
If by granting this conditional use for a temporary location of the crisis service, will they be able to make an argument a year from now that because they were able to have an abode there for a year, that would be a case for extending beyond that year?
The city's building inspector and zoning administrator can make the decision about a temporary use without the need to go through the Plan Commission or the Common Council. More than 50 inmates of the Racine Correctional Institution in Sturtevant got degrees or certificates at a recent graduation ceremony. Joining them and their families, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, Corrections Secretary John Lisher, and Gateway President Brian Albrecht. Five of the inmates getting general equivalency degrees, 21 their high school equivalency degrees, GTC certificates awarded to 8 culinary arts graduates, 17 in custodial services, and there were 11 graduates in the CNC program. The president's endorsement of Hillary Clinton for president actually has some meaning, that according to Dr. Sean Foreman, a political scientist at Berry University. While appearing obvious to everybody, Dr. Foreman says it's only natural the president formally backs Clinton, which he says could also cost Hillary Clinton.
An endorsement from Obama doesn't enlarge the tent at all for Hillary Clinton, and it does run the risk of potentially losing some folks in the middle who might not be happy with the Obama years.
Foreman noting that the president's announcement came just after he had met with Senator Bernie Sanders. Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention plan to send rapid response teams to any community in the country where the Zika virus is transmitted, even if it's only one case. The intent to monitor local transmission, conduct laboratory tests, and to increase mosquito control, all part of a multi-level response. Democratic Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, meanwhile, filing an amendment to the Defense Department's spending bill, calling on the Department of Veterans Affairs to stop using the Social Security numbers of this country's 22 million vets for purposes of identification. This is actually her second try to change the VA policy. The first came after a TV news story about an April 2015 incident in which the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs emailed a list, including the Social Security numbers of hundreds of state residents, to a random citizen. The National Defense Authorization Act, though, would need congressional action within the next 2 weeks before lawmakers adjourn for their summer vacation. And tonight's Mega Millions lottery game drawing going to be for a grand prize estimated at $280 million. The cash option is more than $186 million. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.